This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville. It's been a lot of fun today. 2613 Interstate 35E. We got giveaways going on throughout the show. Plus, you can enter for the Miller Lite Cowboys ticket giveaway. I can't. But you can if you show up here, and they'll give you a call tonight if you win. I was thinking of shout-outs, and I saw this on the way up here. I want to shout-out Louisville Comics and Cards.
Okay.
It's about a half mile down the road from where we are. So if you just come to the Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville, like maybe we can just take a car ride over there, or maybe I can just give you the directions. It's like a half mile down the road. They have been a really helpful supporter of Peace-a-thon with auction stuff the last couple of years.
That's awesome, man.
So
Kevin, you get a lot of these with the card shops, a lot of face-to-face time with these
guys.
Yes. And I've been very fortunate that with like RJ Dukes and some of these other guys, I've gotten
great
to meet them and gotten to talk to them. And I just hope that if they're listening out there, that they know how much I also appreciate what they contribute to the cause. That, you know, I know you've been right there alongside with me. I have a very near and dear purpose that goes along with it. So thank y'all so much for y'all's help and y'all's contribution, because y'all got this thing off the ground with us as we've done this along the way. So I really appreciate that. And also, Kevin, I wanted to add one other thing, if you don't mind. I know it's noon and we got a lot going on here out at Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville.
I just wanted to throw out, just super quick, for people always ask us about card shops. They're like, who can I trust? And that's why I'm like, if you're out here in this area or you're looking for a place you can trust, Louisville Cards and Comics, it's about half a mile from where we are, you can trust them.
Yeah, and if Kevin says you can trust them, you can trust them, all right? We've gotten a lot of messages this week, and we've had a couple Tolos walk up today, a number of them, that have just told us how good our show is.
That's nice. And
I just wanted to say thank you. Like, we don't always reply back to all the texts. There's a lot of texts that come in. We don't always get to get in on the chat on YouTube and Twitch, but we see it all. I'm not lying about this. We see all of them that come through. The bad ones I ignore, but we do see a lot of them. So I just wanted to say thank you to the Tolos for not just being supportive of the station and supportive of the show, but being supportive of us as people and helping us grow along this way, because it's been an absolute blast of a journey, Kevin, doing this show with you.
Yeah.
We've made so many new friends along the way. So thank you to the Tolos who feel like it, that they want to reach out and tell us that we do a good show. We know it's a good show. We get it. But we appreciate that you guys. I think it's the dumbest show. I think it's a really dumb show. But I really do appreciate all the Tolos out there.
Excellent. Hey, look, from the 214, I need to look through some of my stuff. I probably got some cards I can give you all for Peace-a-thon, autograph, jersey cards. Look, I'll always accept more things that can help out the cause for charity. Now, Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because. 877-881-1053 if you want to get in on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line or the Twitch or the YouTube. May I start with
Go ahead, man. Cowboys win? Yeah.
Cowboys win because Tolbert and Ferguson replicate their success from last week. So specifically, their success from last week was 13 catches, 157 yards, and a touchdown. I need something very similar to that from that combination. And here's one thing I will tell you that has me optimistic about that. Detroit's pass defense is 27th. In the NFL, all right? So I know they're good stopping the run, but we talked about this yesterday. That's not really the Cowboys' strength anyway. But
can you explain a little more about that statistic? Because their numbers put them in the middle of the pack, low middle of the pack in yards.
Yep.
But they don't give up a lot of passing touchdowns.
Exactly. That is true. And so if you can break through with a touchdown by one of those guys, that would be great. But also, the Cowboys have really struggled moving the ball down the field, especially. I know we've talked about the red zone, but honestly, once you get to about the 35 or 40.
Field goal range?
Yeah, it feels like. So even beyond, like, the green zone, if you will, they've really struggled. So against a Detroit pass defense that thus far, and I know they're coming off a bye, has not been good, I think that's an opportunity to take advantage. So I'm looking at Tolbert and Ferguson. If they can match what they did last week, we're going to be good to go.
So the green zone, that's where the air is cleaner because they're more less electricity,
oil use in that area. Or the green zone might mean that that air is a lot smokier. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like in Colorado. Yes. I see what you're saying.
Like we
mean green.
Go mean green, baby. Go mean green. That's what I'm always saying. The Cowboys win because for me, they're more physical than one of the most physical teams in the league. And when I say the physicality, it's got to be exactly what it was last week against Pittsburgh for the Cowboys defensive front. Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, they will run that ball down your throat all day long because Dan Campbell wants to do that. Dan Campbell wants to say, we're going to run today, and if I never have to throw, I'm fine with it. Hold on, Jared Goff only threw 15 times and he completed every pass. Why did he do that? Because we were so good at running the ball. So you have to be a more physical team because you can blow up their plans. When it comes to tackling, man, you got to wrap up and knock them down. You can't just hope you put a shoulder in somebody and you got them like that. This has to be the most physical defense we've seen them play all season. And if they can be that, if they can have that kind of mentality against the Detroit Lions, because they have one of the best offensive lines in the league, if not the best offensive line when it comes to running the ball, they will try to make you feel like you've lost your will out there. This team has to be more physical.
I was trying to figure something out on air.
All right.
If we have capability of getting a wireless mic, because I always have thought we should go wireless for Combo Platter.
Okay.
Coming up next. Okay. But I do not know if we have that capability.
All right, gotcha.
It appears as though perhaps today.
No, Kevin,
we
in about
do not,
4 minutes.
Maybe in the future?
In about 4 minutes,
we
could have asked that off air.
But. Yeah, that's a good point. Sometimes I get focused and.
It's okay.
Boomer
sooner.
Something
Boomer
decided
sooner. I like
straight
it.
Away. Oh, man.
He's
what do you guys think about the OU shirt
he's
in the
got
house?
A nice
right
beer with him right now and a Sooner shirt on. Hey, hold on. This is a good man right here, I can tell.
I also hope your team wins. From the 817, Cowboys win because they force the Lions into fourth down attempts and they keep the Lions under 50% on fourth down conversions. Yeah, if you don't usually watch the Lions play or haven't for a couple of years, fourth down is not an automatic punt down by any means. And, like, there might be scenarios where you're like, well, it's fourth and six. Surely they're not going to go for it. Get ready.
They because, love to go for
it. They will go for it just about, if not more, than any team in the NFL.
You know, Kevin, that's one thing that if you had all the numbers, I know you could find the trend. How that affects them on first, second.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Third down and their play calling, because you've been talking about the aggressive nature of, or maybe conservative nature of the kicker, the coaches that are like, hey, we're within field goal range. We don't have to. And whenever you know you're going for it on fourth down most of the time, especially if you're in their end zone or in their area of the field, are you thinking to yourself, all right, first down, we only need a few yards, so that's why we're running here. Second down, we got four. We only need 4 yards, and then we're putting ourselves in a third and two, and if it's fourth down, we're comfortable being in a fourth and one situation. I wonder how much that affects Ben Johnson's play calling because he knows he has that green light when it comes to fourth down and going for it there. I'm very interested in that trend.
Now, this one's tough because I understand from the 2-on-4, the Cowboys lose because, okay, who the hell are we kidding? They're just going to lose. I gave a more specific answer, but I think the Cowboys are underdogs at home for a very definite reason. Cowboys lose because Aiden Hutchinson runs amok again. Hutchinson had what, at the time, was probably a career best night. Now, he just surpassed that a couple of weeks ago, but the last time he went up against the Cowboys last season, 3 sacks, 5 quarterback hits, 4 tackles for loss against probably a better offensive line.
Yeah.
At least at the time. That's not to say that this Cowboys offensive line can't get better. I think you can immediately look at Beebe and Guyton and Steele as people who can all step up their games this season. But I think he went up against probably a better offensive line for the Cowboys last year, and he destroyed them.
Yeah.
If he does that again, you're in trouble.
All right. My Cowboys lose on my side, Kevin, is they can't keep Dak upright. Dak, listen,
I get it.
We talked about it with Jerry Jones this morning regarding the run game. And as much as we want, you know, not Zeke out there, even though Zeke wants to be out there, that's good to hear. Do you feel like that's good to hear from Zeke of, hey, man, I came here, I want to help?
I don't know. I'm conflicted because then Jerry said that's a misrepresentation.
Yeah, because
they're saving him
and Dalvin Cook for the meat of the season. And I don't know. I don't know if that's real. Like, maybe that was the plan all along, is let's work this out, and then later we'll have a better run game. But if they can't keep Dak standing upright in this game, you just pointed out, 27th. You want to attack this team in the air. You don't want to attack them on the ground. If they can't do that, then Dak's not going to have the chances to put the points on the board they need.
From the 469, the Cowboys win because Taylor Decker doesn't report as eligible. Okay, there's no way that happens again, right?
Do you think it's going to be that close again, that kind of play comes down to something like that between these teams?
I hope so.
Yeah?
I do. Like, if you tell me that right now it's going to be that close, I'm like, great. That's tremendous. Because I think a lot of people, despite the spread, think the Cowboys are going to get worked in this game.
Choppy said this morning, and it wasn't a Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because, but he was like, the Lions are now what the Niners used to be. And I was like, man, okay. I don't know if I agree with saying that when the last time they played the Niners, they lost to them, right? Like, they lost to them in the playoffs because they got out physical in that game, too. So I'm not ready to prepare to say that they are what they are yet. But, I mean, the Lions have solidified their place, and they're a very good team in the NFC.
Now, Corey, this would be a double whammy for you. From the 817, Cowboys lose because OU loses, and CD pouts about it.
No, he's not going to pout about it. I think, if I heard correctly, I think CeeDee Lamb thinks that Texas is going to win.
I told you that earlier in the show.
I don't know exactly where I heard this information from.
You heard it from me.
But
the DeMarvion Overshow.
I think I was listening. Yeah, thank you, Alec. I appreciate that. I think the sources may have been the morning show. Maybe G-Bag. By the way, you can get a Whataburger G-Bag flag right here at Buffalo Wild Wings today.
It was us.
It was on this station. You're right, Kevin. It was definitely on this station. But he's thinking that they might win. So I don't know exactly how I feel about that, CD.
I don't know how you feel about this either. From the 512, Cowboys lose because Mike quit the show. Mike did not quit the show.
Yeah.
He'll be back on Tuesday.
Good stuff.
Though I would argue,
we're having to do
wouldn't the Cowboys win if Mike quit the show? Like, Mike is not known as Cowboys fan number one or 1 million. I feel like they would be more motivated to win if Mike's like, I'm done.
Okay, so in the time that Mike has been on air at this station, they have not won a Super Bowl. That's all I got to say about that.
It's true.
In your face.
I mean, that's true for all of us, though, right?
You didn't have to do that, man.
Okay.
You didn't have to say that.
Sorry. Alec, do you have a Cowboys win?
You always want to win an argument, Kevin.
Look, That is a fair point. Look, if you want me to just start listing off personality issues I have, that is certainly one of them, but there are many others.
I mean, you were right. I'm not going to lie.
Alec, do you have a Cowboys win because, Cowboys lose because?
Cowboys win because they score more than the opposition. No.
Oh, my God, Alec.
Look at that, Alec.
I'm going to say that the Cowboys win this game because they do get off to that fast start that you guys asked Jerry Jones about. And I feel like that might be a bit of a low-hanging fruit because it has been a storyline for the entire season now. But there is something emphatic and something important about establishing a rhythm,
yes,
and a sense of dominance even right at the beginning of the game. So if you win that toss, take the ball on offense, go score. And I think you talk about all the time, that's their excuse every time the Joneses come on this station is, well, the run game isn't there because we're playing from behind all the time. When you play from ahead, you can try to find some rhythm. So that's my Cowboys win because. Cowboys lose because they give up a million yards in the rushing department because David Montgomery is still a force. He has been every year, and Sean talked about it during the morning show earlier today that it's amazing. It seems like he puts up 800 yards and multiple touchdowns every single year. And then, oh, yeah, his running mate is a first-round running back that everybody made fun of him for at first, but Jahmyr Gibbs is a threat.
I was one of those people. Well, I'll admit they took him too high, but that's looking like a pretty darn good pick right there.
Yeah, I think they're happy.
Probably so. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville. It is also a shout-out Friday from the 928. Shout-out to my son. We're heading down to College Station for the Texas A&M Judo Competition.
Judo.
Looking forward to watching him launch his 10-year-old foes. Now, I hope he is also 10 years old, because then that is just fair competition. If he's a grown-up
26-year-old man,
yeah,
he's just throwing kids around.
I don't know if I feel as good about that, but either way, go Bryson. Good luck.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.